Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. We are going to continue with our study in 2 Peter chapter 1. And here Peter is exhorting us to add to our faith. First of all, we looked at how he said there in verse 3, that he has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And then he says in verse 4 about this exceeding great and precious promise that we should escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then he begins in verse 5. We should add to our faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, to patience godliness, godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. And we went as far as patience. And so we want to continue. We're starting with godliness this morning. So first of all, what is godliness? What does he mean by that word? And we can look at a few different things. The dictionary says that, I looked up the Webster's dictionary, says it is reverence, respect, piety. And we might wonder, so what is piety? Okay, let's look at the... godliness is a religious life, a careful observance of the laws of God and performance of religious duties, proceeding from love and reverence for the divine character and commands Christian obedience. And then we are going to look up the word piety as well. And piety is, in principle, is a compound of veneration or reverence of the Supreme Being and love of his character, or veneration accompanied with love and piety in practice, is the exercise of these affections in obedience to his will and devotion to his service. So piety, godliness, is a reverence, a respect, first of all, for God, and then it is a love for his character, and a desire to be like him. It has to do with the separation, being different, being separated from the world. And it comes from, I also put here in my notes, it's godlikeness. It comes from, this desire to be delivered, we could say, from this corruption of this world. And that's godliness. Let's look at a few verses here, a few other verses in the scripture where godliness comes up. We have 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6 is, if I can find that real quickly here. Let's start in verse 5. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But then he says, what is godliness? But godliness with contentment is great gain. Verse 7, for we brought nothing into the world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. So godliness with contentment is great gain. And then we also have 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. Also, godliness shows up there. And he starts in verse 10. Well, maybe we should start in verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of that day, of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, blameless. And so what we want to look at especially is, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking around us and realizing that all of what we see is going to burn up and go away. And it's because of the corruption that's in this world. And so, knowing all these things, what manner of person ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness? How ought we to live our lives? What kind of a reverence does that put into our hearts? How does that affect the way we see sin when we see the corruption that it causes and the destruction that it causes? It makes us want to be separate from us. It makes us want to be like God or close to God, which is going to be the only safe place in that day. He's the only place we can run to. He's that rock. So that's godliness. And we are also going to look at brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness, the word there in Greek is simply Philadelphia. And it's the word Philadelphia. And so if we look at the word there, it is basically a love for one's brothers or sisters. It's kind of a natural love, you could say. It's something that comes out of a kinship, of a love for one another. And so that's brotherly kindness. So what is brotherly kindness? What does the Bible have to say about brotherly kindness in other places? It comes from the word phileo, which is another word for love in the Greek. And again, it has kind of that idea of a brotherly love, which is separate from agape, which we're going to talk about maybe in the next session, which is a deeper, more committed love. Romans 12, verse 10, one place where brotherly love shows up. Romans 12 and verse 10. Let's start in verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. As the idea of considering our brother and considering him higher, or preferring him, preferring his comfort over my comfort, preferring what he wants over what I want. And that's the idea that it gives here. So that's brotherly kindness. Another place is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 9. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 9. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren which are in Macedonia, but we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, And so he's saying that we are taught of God. It's one of those, again, it's one of those things that is springing out of us because of the nature of God, that divine nature that we have been a partaker of. It teaches us this brotherly kindness. But then he's also exhorting us to increase more and more. And, you know, again, with what Peter is saying here, that we should add to our faith this brotherly kindness. And so, where it says add to godliness, brotherly kindness. So it's something that we should be thinking about, something we should be looking at. How am I doing here? Is there something that I am acting selfishly that I should be preferring my brother over myself? And so that's where what Peter and then also Paul is exhorting us to here, that we should consider others over ourselves, this brotherly kindness, this affection for one another, this kinship, desiring to see my brother lifted up rather than myself. So I think we're going to end there for this time, and we'll continue next time with the word charity. Add to brotherly kindness, charity. Blessings to all.